Quite a ham for the FFA. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
Great for the FFA. Great morning for the FFA. I was a member of the FFA all through school, and, you know, it's still a big part of it in my community, you know.
At the Tennessee State Fair every year, one of the many traditional competitions is over the Grand Champion Country Ham. And this year's top packing house trim ham went to Scott Dabbs of Rice's Country Hams of Mount Juliet. Dabbs is the third generation to cure hams, and this was his seventh blue ribbon at the state fair.
Absolutely. It is our main goal to make sure that we're still considered one of the best ham cures in Tennessee. You know, that's something I take pride in. It's the reason I left my job 15 years ago to take over this business, because I have a passion to cure meat, and it's fun.
And that Grand Champion Country Ham was auctioned off during the FFA Ham Breakfast with proceeds to support the Tennessee FFA Foundation. Now, the winning bid was $4,500 from the Tennessee Farm Bureau Federation. President Jeff Aiken.
You know, it's just a great opportunity to support agriculture and the youth of this state through the FFA program. And we're proud to have been able to purchase a ham and support both of those entities moving forward.
Aiken himself, a former FFA member from the Daniel Boone chapter, says organizations like this will continue helping to support our state's most important industry, agriculture.
It just renews your hope and outlook toward future generations when you see such amazing young people with great leadership, talent, and the energy and enthusiasm that they have to support the agriculture industry in this state.
Now, the State Fair Grand Champion Country Style Country Ham went to Cody Kimbrough of Pulaski, and that ham was auctioned off to Farm Credit Mid-America for $5,000, also to go to the FFA Foundation. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.